Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Tuesday, the 13th of May 2025, is Nassitaceratops. Nassitaceratops is a genus of ceratopsid dinosaur that lived in North America during the late Cretaceous period, about 76.0 to 75.5 million years ago. The first known specimens were discovered in Utah in the Kaipa-Owitz Formation of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, XSEM, from 2006 onwards, including a subadult skull with a partial postcranial skeleton and rare skin impressions and two other partial skulls. In 2013, the subadult was made the holotype of the new genus and species Nassitaceratops tichusi. The generic name means large-nosed horn face, and the specific name honors the paleontologist Alan L. Titus for his work at the XSEM. The dinosaur was noted for its large nose in news reports, and later featured in Jurassic World films. The holotype skull of Nassitaceratops is approximately 1.5 meters, 4.9 feet, long, and its body length has been estimated at 4.5 meters, 14.8 feet, its weight at 1.5 t, 1.7 short tons. Nassitaceratops is distinct in features such as the snout region being unusually deep but short from front to back, with the external nostril forming 75% of the skull length in front of the eye sockets. The nasal bones were possibly pneumatized, air-filled, which is unknown in other ceratopsids. Its nasal horn is low and blade-like, while the brow horns are notable for pointing forward and being approximately 40% of total skull length. They are up to 457 millimeters. 18.0 in, the longest known of any centrosaurine, and have been likened to those of a Texas longhorn bull. The neck frill is almost circular with its widest point at the middle. The epiossifications on the margins of the frill are shaped like low crescents, and there is one at the midline at the top of the frill, unlike in other centrosaurines. Nassitaceratops was a basal, early diverging, member of Centrosaurinae, and may have formed a distinct clade within this group, Nassitaceratopsini, with its closest relatives. The function of the deep front of the skull of Nassitaceratops is unknown, but may have been related to mastication. The functions of ceratopsian frills and horns have been debated, and include signaling, combat, and species recognition. The forward-oriented brow horns of Nassitaceratops may have enabled interlocking with opponents, as in modern bovids. The Kaipa-Owitz Formation dates to the late Componian Age and was deposited on Laramidia, an island continent, when North America was divided at the center by the Western Interior Seaway. This environment was dominated by wetlands and supported a diverse fauna, including other ceratopsians. Based in part on the relationship between Nassitaceratops and other centrosaurines from around the same time, it has been proposed that Laramidia was divided into dinosaur provinces with separate endemic species, but this has been contested. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:11 UTC on Tuesday, the 13th of May 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Nassitaceratops. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Standard Nicole.